Hello, Audio Boo. It is February 6th. It's my February 6th entry. And today's topic is your secret, I guess, secret celebrity crush. This was an easy one. The minute I read it, I knew exactly who I was going to talk about. And you can certainly see, some of you who already know who she is have seen a picture of her on my cover art for this Audio Boo, so it's no secret. It is Lauren Graham. Lauren Graham is probably best known as portraying the mother on the Gilmore Girls, Lorelai Gilmore. I think, was it Lorelai or was it, that's funny. No, I can't remember. Yeah, it's Lorelai. Lorelai Gilmore. I can't remember the daughter's name in that show at the moment. Anyway, I'm sure a bunch of you are yelling at your respective iOS devices trying to remind me, but that's okay. Anyway, so Lauren Graham, yes, I find her absolutely stunning. And the funny thing about it is she's got sort of a wholesome girl next door type beauty. She's not your typical Hollywood starlet beauty type. I mean, when I was younger, I probably was really, really hooked on Marilyn Monroe, because for whatever reason, she just struck my fancy, and I still consider her one of the most beautiful, glamorous women in the world. But I mean, in terms of actresses, of course. But yes, definitely, it would be Lauren Graham, who now stars in a comedy series called Parenthood, and she started dating her co-star. I can't think of his name right now. Peter something or other. Thirsk? No, Peter. No, who's Peter Thirsk? Where did I get that name? Peter. Anyway, I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. So I just wanted to let Audio Boo know that is my secret crush. That's it. There's not much more to add to that. No, not at all. Now, having said that, and I'll segue into... I won't segue into anything. That's all I'm going to say on this subject. I really have much more to say. Don't ask me why I'm in a strange mood today. Yesterday was a very weird day. I describe it as weird, and don't even ask me why, because I'm not exactly sure. But I went to bed last night a little bit perplexed at my day, and I'm not sure. I suppose because maybe it wasn't as productive as I would have liked to have been work-wise, because I do work from home, right? So sometimes there are days where I sort of tend to fall off the wagon, so to speak, and not do as much work as I should. Bear with me as I'm getting some stuff ready for my breakfast. I'm having breakfast, and then I'm going to shoot off to the office. And I was actually thinking of working from home today, but then decided against it because I probably wouldn't get as much done, especially seeing what yesterday's day was like. No, I suppose it was because I started fooling around with the my drum project and really got sidetracked. I mean, a lot. So, I noticed that a new version of Evernote is available. Oh, cool. Okay, well, I'll have to download this. So, yes, I'm going to be listening to some more Februaries today. Very interesting stuff. I love it. And I added a couple of topics on the Google Plus audio community. And I'll say them here for those of you who are not on Google Plus. But basically, my two questions to add to next week's list, I mean, they're for consideration. I'm not sure. I guess as a group, we can decide to use them or not. The first one is, you've just won several million dollars. What would you do? As simple as that. And the second one's a little bit on the morbid side, so a little bit of a disclaimer here. But you've been given 2 weeks to live. What do you do? That's a tough one. That I think I expect people to maybe have to think a little while about that one, because it's a heavy, heavy question, really, if you think about it. So that's it. Those are my two additional questions for the February challenge and my February 6th entry, discussing and talking about the wonderful, beautiful, talented, oh, I hope she's on audio, boo, Lauren Graham. I wonder if she has a Twitter account. I'm sure she has it. Everybody has a Twitter account. And, well, she certainly doesn't return my calls. Well, her office doesn't. I've had my peeps call her peeps and... All right, enough tomfoolery. I will catch you guys later. Thanks for listening.